Russian invasion when I was continuing explaining the Psukim and Koheles that deal with death. V'yom shiyazu shomrei habayis v'yisavsu. On the day that the guards of the house will be what's it called? Sabsu means that they'll be crooked. B'yom shiyazu shomrei habayis elu aksolim. Those are the flanks, the hatzlos, and the ribs that protect the body. Sabsu anshei achayil elu shokayim. The anshei achayil referred to as the person's thighs. Ubatlu hatochanos elu shinayim. And the grinders will stop working. Those are your teeth. The chashku haros barubos elu einayim. And the seeing, the windows will be darkened. That's your eyes. Omer lekeser Rabbi Yeshua Sirashi, aksolim the flankish flanks. Vatzlo shein shomer b'nei ameyayim. They protect the inner organs, the ribs. The chiyuso shalodim the sogrim b'adim. They what's it called? They're, so they're protectors, guards. Elu shokayim. And the anshei hachayil, the strong people, they're the thighs which a person supports himself on. Amarlei kesar le Yeshua ben Hananya. My time of asis le be'avidan. Why didn't you come to be'avidan? Be'avidan, Rashi says, makom ha'asil ishvakeh shom tzedukim v'baitusim and Yisrael v'mikros. We used to have a debating place between the Chachamim and the Tzedukim and Baitusim, which the government forced them to go to. So the Kesar said to Yeshua ben Hananya, how come you weren't there at Be'avidan? You haven't shown up there. Amarlei, Tur Tolag Sachron, they believe in the, what's it called, the mountain has become full of snow. In other words, my hair has become white. I'm too old to go anymore. So, and around it is all ice, meaning my beard has also turned white, Rashi. Tur tolag, hachar nasa shelek, loma roshi lovan. My hair is already white. Sachruni glidin, svivoso shohar, molukera. Around the mountain is already ice. Kolomar svamai, uzikonei habinu. My mustache and my beard is also white. Kalboi lo navchin. The dogs don't bark anymore. I can't speak that loud. I can only whisper. Rashi says, koli enu nishma. The grinders don't grind. Ashinayim, my teeth, I don't have any teeth anymore. They rav amrei adlo avidna bachishna. Okay, now we're going to old age. And they rav, they used to say, Rashi, adlo avidna bachishna, achar mashalo ovad mimeni ani mefashpesh. What's it called? I'm always looking for what I didn't lose. In other words, I'm bent over, looking like I'm looking on the ground for something and I didn't lose anything. And in Mefashbe from Rob Zikna, he holds Shachuach Menanea, the nearer commission of Vakish dinner in Evazel. I'm walking around, bent over, as if I'm looking for something that I never lost. Tanya Rav Yossi Bar Kisma Omer, Tova Trei Miklas. Better to walk on 2 feet than have to walk with a cane on 3. Vailo Lechado Da Azlo Vo Asher. They to the thing that goes away and doesn't come back. Mahi, what's that that goes away and doesn't come back? Omer Rav Chisli Yankusa, youth. Goes away and you don't ever get it back. The Yasser Rav Dimi Omri Yankusa Klila Devarda. Rav Dimi said that youth is like a crown of roses. It's very nice, but it doesn't last too long. It withers away quickly. Sabosa, old age, Klila Dechilfa. It's like a crown of thorns. It's not so nice, but it lasts long. Tamash Mishmed Rav Meir, Dok Bikachi V'Tishkat V'Nigri. Rashi first, Tarti Tova Mitlas, Tovim Shnaim Haraglaim, Sholimei Bachrus, Migimel Shol Zikna. Better the 2 legs that you can walk on your own when you're young than the 3 when you're old, Shetorach Mashenes Imraglav. You need a cane. Vaila, Chavol Aleho. Today, Kolomer Yeshul Eson, Litzok Vai, Haolechas Venim Chozeres. It's Kedai to mourn something that goes and doesn't come back, which is youth. Klila Debar, the Nezer Shol Derit. A crown of roses, that's you. Chilfi is thorns. dok bikachi v'tishkach minigri echol harbe v'timtzo achilam shiosecha. Told them, eat a lot, dok bikachi, right? Dok kimo achla midaka, lashon kosis. Chew up good, and you'll see the result in your walking. In other words, you'll be strong. If you eat good, you'll be strong. Shenemar v'nizbalecha v'niyah tovim. The raw lo ro'inu. You'll eat and you'll be satisfied, you'll be good and you won't see any bad. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina, Shari Shakecha v'ayalach mecha. What's it called? Open your mouth and let's Shari Sakecha, open your bag, you know, open your mouth and let the bread come in. Adar boim shnin michla male, until you're 40, eating is more beneficial to you than drinking. After that, it's better for an old person to drink than to eat. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Omer le'ahu gozol Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha. We had before Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha is not, according to Tosfos, not Rabbi Akiva, but some say that he was Rabbi Akiva's son. Korcha is Rabbi Akiva. But whoever he was, what's it called, he was bald. So he asked him, there was a place called Karchina, and he was making fun of him. He said, from here to the bald place, where? How far is it? Right? Hinting to him that he was a baldy. Okay? Goza is a soris, the tzeduki hoya. Goza is a eunuch. He was a eunuch, the person who was making fun of him, and he was a tzeduki. So Amrlei ke mehocha le goznaya. So he also made up the name of a place that had to do with a eunuch, Eunuchville, right? It's what's it called? It's as far as to Eunuchville. Omerlei tzeduki barcha karcha barbo. So the tzeduki said to him, what's it called? When you buy a bald goat, you only pay four sloyim for it. Right? You're like hinting to him that you're not worth too much, because when you buy a sheep, it has all that wool. When you buy a bald goat, you don't pay that much. Omerlei ikra shlifa betimya. She said, but what's it called? A castrated goat, I guess, or castrated sheep is better. Once you castrate it, it gets fatter or whatever, so you can bake hay. So you're worth a lot more because you're a castrated goat. Chazid lo saimisane, the tzduki saw that Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha wasn't wearing shoes. And they say, well, it could have been it was Yom Kippur, or it could have been it was Tisha B'Av. It was Stam not wearing shoes. It was a day that he couldn't wear shoes. Amar le dalsus melech, a person who rides on a horse, so he said to Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha, a person who rides on a horse is a king. The al chamor ben chorin, a guy who rides on a donkey is at least a free man. The menali ben groi bar inish, a person who wears shoes is a mensch, is at least a human being. Aloha, right? The chafir recover tab mine. The person who doesn't even wear shoes, a person who's buried is better than him. Again, he was chiding him for not wearing shoes. Amrle guza goza, plas amrisli, plas shamas. You eunuch, you told me three things, you insulted me in three ways, now you listen to my rejoinder in three ways. Hadris ponim, right? Zoken. The beauty of a face is the beard, which you don't have. Simchas lev isha, the simcha of the heart is a good wife, which you don't have. You're a eunuch. Nachlas Hashem banim, the heritage that a person has, his inheritance, his children. Baruch Hamochi Shemenach Mikulam. Baruch Hashem who denied you all three of these things. Obviously, you're a Mevaza Talmid Chachamim. It's good that you don't have any of them. Omer Le Korcha Mitzuna, right? You bald guy, you're turning up with me. Omer Le Ikra Shlifa Tochacha. He said, no, what's it called? You eunuch, you castrated eunuch. I'm just trying to give you a little musr. I'm not starting up with you just like this. Okay, Rashi. Like from here till the eunuchville. You buy a goat that doesn't have wool, it's bald, you pay four zuzin. Barcha Karcha who aids. Al Shem Shainu Malubish Bitsemer Karachal Kori Karcha. It's called ball because it doesn't have wool. Omer there of Yeshua, Ikra Shlifa, Sasha Beitza Bakurim, you have a lamb that's castrated, Unetukim Lokim Bishmama, that's even worth more than a regular lamb because it gets fatter. Okay, 8. Chazi at Tzduki of Yeshua, the Losai Misani. Tzduki saw that Yeshua Ben Karcha wasn't wearing shoes. Karcha Mitsuyana, Ata Hakereach Mimariva, Ata Abasa Imadi Bitmir. You come to argue with me? You come to fight with me? Amrle Yeshua, Ikra Shlipa Tokocha, Ata Hasoris Laknitani, Lisvakeachi Mibasa. So Rashi says, no, you're the one who started up with me. But others say, he told him, Tokocha, I'm not starting up with you. You obviously are not a nice person. I'm giving you a little musa. Okay, Omer le Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Chalafta. Mipnei malavik balnu panecha b'rega. Why didn't we see you on Yontif? Kederash ikbilu avosel avosecha. Like my forefathers received your forefathers. Really, it was a Belashan Kovid. He meant to say, Rashi says, why didn't you come to see me? He was his Rebbe. Why don't you come to see me on Yontif? He said, halacha, you have to come and greet your Rebbe on Yontif. So just like your ancestors greeted my ancestors, who were also their Rebbeim. But he said it for Lashon Kavod, how come we didn't, greet you on Yontif? Omerle Sloim Nasu Gvoim. So he told him, I'm getting old. The rocks keep getting bigger and bigger. In other words, it's harder to step over them. Krogim Nasu Rechokim, things that were close got far away. Talking about his feet. He really meant to say, how come you didn't come to see me on Yontif? And he said, how come we didn't see you? The little pebbles became like rocks because I'm getting old. Things that are close, I can't see. They look like they're far away. Right? Looks like I see something close. Hard for me to walk there. Right? It seems to me like a long journey. Shtayim nasu lishalosh. Let's go back in the Gemara. Mishtayim nasu shalosh. From two came three. I'm walking with a cane. I started out with two legs. Now I have three. Mesim shalom the bias bottle. And I lost my taiva. I'm impotent. So that which makes shalom bias, right? The mice, if you can live with your wife, so even if you get into a fight, that can patch things up. But here I don't have anything to patch up my shalom bias because I'm impotent. Mesim shalom b'bayis, ashtayim nasli shalosh, etzorach enem yishemes, I have to walk with a cane. Mesim shalom b'bayis, eiver hatashmash. That which makes peace in the house, person's eiver, right, lishmach rini, krovim nasu rechokim, merov chalosh shalodem, kishemask, etzorach laharkik ragl zemizeh. The other pshat who said that krovim nasu rechokim, things used to be close are now far apart, my legs I can't keep together, they're separated. Now we're going back to the psukim that we had before. The sagru dosayim b'shuk, elun the kava asu v'meitzang. So that's what he told him. Why didn't you come to see us? He said, I couldn't leave my wife on Yontif. Because if we got into a fight because I left her over Yontif, I have nothing to appease her with. So therefore, it was hard to come because I'm old, and I didn't want to leave my wife and have a fight and have nothing to appease her with. Okay. Now the pasuk continues. The sagru dosayim b'shuk. This is again the psukim over there in the end of Koheles. That speak about when a person gets old and dies. What's going to happen? The doors in the shuk are going to be closed. Rashi, what's it called? Elu nekavav shel adam. The doors of the shuk means that a person's the orifices, the openings in his body get closed up. V'sheifel kol hatachana. The sound of the mill, gets quieter. Bishvil kurkav ansheno tochen, your stomach doesn't work good, your digestive system doesn't work, the stomach doesn't churn the food good, you don't digest food good. The yakum the kol hatsot tzipor, old people need the laxatives and the bran and whatever, right, their digestive system doesn't work. The yakum the kol hatsipor, and you get up even with the sound of a bird, Rashi. Sheino tochen, shein b'nei mei of toch nechiloso, your digestive system doesn't work, kurkuban hemsis, shikorin chimple, this is the stomach and the intestines. And and you get up, even from the sound of a bird, so the opposite of normal people. People used to play music or have birds chirping to put them to sleep. And here the guy is old, the birds chirping keep him awake. Shapilo cheaper min arasa mishnaso. Even a bird chirping wakes you up. The yishru kol benos hashir. All the singers become quiet. Shapilo kol shir the shiros don't love kishucha. Everything sounds to him like a whisper. Right? He can't appreciate anything. Yeah, Barzilai Hagiladi Omer le David, and Barzilai Hagiladi also mentioned how bad old age is. He said to David, "Then Shmonim Shana Nochi Hayom, I'm 80 years old. But Edom in Tov Lera, can I still know the difference between good and bad? Mikan Shadayt and Shoskeinim Mishtanos. The when a person gets old, his mind becomes dull. In Yitam Avdecho Es Asher Ochel, can I still taste what I eat? Es Asher Eshte, what I drink? The conscious is so saying shall skein him israftos. Their lips, what you call, open up, fall away. Because you can't really taste. You don't have any sense of taste. In eshma ol the call sharim the sharos. The conscious name shall skein him israftos. Can I still hear songs? Meaning that what you call become hard of hearing. Omer Barzilai Hagiladi shakra havi. And Rav said that Barzilai Hagiladi was lying, not really true. That he answered the Havya Bei Rebbe Bastishim Vetarit Nishnanim. There was a maid in Rebbe's house who was 92 years old, the Havis Tama Kidra, and she was the one who tasted the dishes to make sure that they were okay or not. So obviously, even an old person can still have a sense of taste. Rava Omar Barzil Agida Shoti Vizima. He wasn't a liar. He just was a person who was very promiscuous, and he became old young. Right, the old age jumped onto him. Because of his being promiscuous. And the Mela, he didn't taste things. But somebody who gets old naturally can still have a sense of taste.
At 80, he was old young.
Right. The Chol Ashot of Bezimar, or it could be he was lying about his age. He just looked 80. The Chol Ashot of Bezimar, Zik Nikofetzis Alav. And somebody who is promiscuous, old age jumps onto him. Rashi. Misraptos? No. All the songs sound to him like a whisper. When a person gets really old, his mind becomes dull. Misraptos, misbakos, kmo menal hamarufa. They break open, like a torn, they get torn. His lips become, opened and therefore he can't taste. He gets hard of hearing. Somebody who runs after Znus, he's the Lohut Bezima, so he loses his sense of taste. The times of Canaan Yikach, Al Korchim, the Koshi Kroyadot, Ichad, Mitukam, Bechachal, Abu Yahid. Tanya, Shmuel, Rav Yossi, Omer, Talmidei Chachamim, Kozman, Shemaskinim, Chachman, Nisosefes, Poem. Talmidei Chacham, as long as they get old, they have more Chachma. And the Svarim explained that that doesn't mean that they don't get dull to a certain degree. Their memory becomes worse. When a person gets old, he loses memory. But because he's old and he's more spiritual, his koach of seichel becomes stronger. He's able to discern things better, but he doesn't remember them. Shenemar v'yishishim Chacham. But the older they get, the more stupid they get. The times of Canaan Yikah, Tupsukim, Ragrashi says, one seems to say that when you get old, you get smarter. And one says you get old, you get stupider. It's talking about two different kinds of people. Chachamim get smarter when they get old. And Amei Ha'aretz get stupider when they get old. Rashi. The times of Canaan Yikach, Al Korchim, the Koshi, Kroy, Adoni, since the Psukim contradict each other, Chad Mesukim, the Chachom, the Chad Mesukim, the Chashuk. One are talking about Chachom, and one are talking about people who have no Chachma. Okay, right there. Gami Gavoa Yiru, right, even from above, they'll see, Shafilu, from Gavoa Yiru, they'll be afraid, even from above, Shafilu Gavshushis, Kana Domalak Kahari Harim. Even a little mound for an old person is like a mountain. He's afraid he'll trip over it and break his hip or something. When he walks, he's afraid every second he's going to fall over something or fall into something. The almond will be destroyed, or Ezekiel boses. That's a person's hips. Rashi. Old people are afraid, even from little hills in the road. They say that they're tremendously big. You know, every little thing becomes a bother to have to get over it. Towing pachadim, they're afraid when they walk that they may fall. The inoitz hashoked, even shoshkedim. Shoked is an almond tree. Yotzitz, the yuv bolted nitzim shalom. His zukilbosus esim shalhanka. Shayorich takua bo bolik the yotzim irov tashus kola. Hips will extend out. They'll stick out, right, when you get old, and it looks like you're a blossoming almond tree. The istabel hachogav elu agogos. And the chogav, which the ches and the ayin interchange, that's your rear end, becomes droopy when you're old. The tofer adiyona, zuchemda. And the adiyona, person will lose his desire for tashmish, you know, to become impotent. Rav Kahana havi posik sidra kamei derav. Ki motel ahai kroa nogid ve'esnach. Rav Kahana was learning this in front of Rav, and when he came to this pasuk, he gave a sigh. Omer leish mamino batlechem de derav. I see that Rav is impotent. Because he gave a sigh when he understood that the pasuk is talking about old people become impotent, it obviously applied to him. Omer Rav Kahana might have seen ki hu omer vayehi. Zu isha, hu tziva vayamud elu bonim. Omar v'yed, the Rabbanu Shem said, and it was, that's talking about a woman. We'll see what it means. Hu tziva vayamud elu bonim. And he commanded, and it stood, that's refers to children. Tana, isha chamas molitzoa. You think about it, right, what is a person misada for a woman, right? For she's like a bag full of excrement, upia molitam, and her mouth is full of blood. In other words, the place that a person's misava for a woman, if you think about it, it's right around the places where all of her bodily functions take place. And she has damnita, it's full of blood, right? Ba'akol rotzenach, and everybody runs after her. Right? If it wouldn't be for a gzeira min hashamayim, it doesn't make any sense. Right? If you think about it, this is something a person has taiva for. So if the taiva is not something that's rational, it's something that Rabbanu Shem did for two reasons. One is, it says, women protect us from chait. So the Rabbanu Shem gave him the taiva to run after a woman. That's the in order to satisfy her, that she should have what's called her ona, and also to have children. Those are two reasons why the Rabbanu Shem put that taiva into the world. To have children, and to make a nice, close relationship between a husband and wife. So it's an irrational type. If you think about it rationally, it doesn't make sense. But that's where the Rebbe Shem put this gzeira into the world. Because when you get old, you're going towards your olam, towards your eternity. Everybody has their own Gan Eden. Everybody gets an apartment according to their honor. Marshal of Melosh Nichnasu ve'avod of Leir, the king comes with all of his troops into the city. Shem Nichnas and Kulam B'Sharecha. When they all come equal. Kishem Lonim, when they go to sleep, Kol Echad Echad Noslam Mother Pikvod. Everybody gets a room according to his station. The regular soldiers get a posh at the room, the generals get a suite, right? The other ones get the penthouse. Same thing. As long as people are in this world, everybody's equal. When they leave this world, when they go to rest, each person gets according to what he accomplished in this world. Remember, Rabbi Yitzchak might have seen ki hayaldus v'hashachrus hevel, right? That yaldus and shachrus, youth, and when you have black hair, right, it's all hevel, it's all vain. Dvarim shalom also b'yaldus v'mashchirim ponav leisik nasa. Sometimes what a person does when he's young, make his face black when he gets older, either because he's embarrassed from what he did, or it literally means that he does things that destroy his health later on when he's old. Rashi. The istabel hachogav doma olav kisavu masa kodet. Right? His rear end becomes a burden for him to carry around. Right? His whole body, it's hard for him to carry on his body. The talker of Yona, Tibotel Tivus Chemdes Kashmish, he becomes impotent. Sheik Sidra, Mesadr Parsha Shoksukim. So Rav Kahana was learning in front of Rav. Nogid Yisnech Rav. So Rav gave a sigh when they came to this pasuk. Chemde Mitavoso. So he said, I see Rav has lost his desire. Zu Isha. Lo al pi Gzeiras HaMelech, lo haiso ru'uya l'savasla. If it wouldn't be a special Gzeira, the Rav Shem made the world that people should have a desire between the sexes, rationally it shouldn't exist. Shehi kechamas mleya mius, v'kol rotzim achareha. People running after something that you think about it is very disgusting. Mother lefikvoldo, midloksiv el beis ha'olam, shmamino kol echad ve'echad beis ha'muchano, olamo, his olam. V'shar echad afkana kol nesim b'yinech. Everybody dies the same way. But when they go to their resting place, in the end, everybody has their own place. Shalom also be alduso rov tashmish. Rashi says when a person's young and he is too promiscuous, right? He lives with his wife too often. Mashirim ponav matish kochem. When you get older, it makes you weaker. Okay. Vom Rav Yitzchak kosher rima lemeis kamachad abasar achai. A worm in the body of a mace is like a needle. The basar achai in living flesh. Shenemar ach b'soro olav yichav. Person's flesh, will pain him. And the Sfarim say it doesn't really mean that a person who's dead has feeling. What it means is when the neshama sees the body being eaten by worms, it hurts the neshama. The neshama is upset. It's like a person seeing his house burned down, right? It doesn't hurt him, but it hurts him. It doesn't hurt him physically, but it hurts him to see. Here you see the body that you lived in, the house, being eaten by worms. It hurts the neshama. A person mourns for himself, called Shiva. The whole 7 days, the neshama mourns for itself, mourns for the body. And that's why when you menachem avel, you're not only menachem the people who are alive, you menachem the neshama too. And that's why you say, hamokim menachem eschem, even to an individual. Because you're talking to the person and to the neshama. Shenemar v'nafsho alof te'ovel. Person's nefesh mourns for him. Uksiv ayasli ovid evil shiva shom. He made for his father an evil shiva shom. And mashal, the father was, the Yaakov Avinu himself was mourning. Om Rav Yehuda mei she'in lo menachemim. A mace that has no one to be menachemim. Okay. Holchin asor v'neyodah, the yoshim komo. So 10 people go and sit where he lived, and they become the menachems. The shaila, what that means. Some, the Rambam seems to say that those 10 people sit there, and they're mekabel tanchumi. People come and menachem them. And part of the reason is because they represent the neshama. Just like the Sam Yates Mechila, so you bring 10 people by the kever, and you ask Mechila, they represent the neshama. Here also, they represent the neshama. The neshama needs nechumi. You have to give comfort to the neshama who's mourning. And the Ravid says, no, we don't define that they sit there the whole time, but the people are menachem them. They come in the morning, I was covered for the person. They come there, it shouldn't be that the person totally, nobody cares about it. So 10 people come in the morning, and they come back in the evening, and it looks like people who care about it. There was, person who died, and he had no menachemim. Rashi says menachemim means people who had to be comforted. In other words, he had no relatives. But the Poshev Shad menachemim is he had nobody to menachem him. His neshama was needed nechumim. There was nobody to come menachem his neshama. Kol yom menachemim. So kol yom ha'avi dover Rav Yehuda be'asora. So every day Rav Yehuda brought 10 people. The yasvi meduchte, and what's it called? And they sat there. Lachar Shivas Yomim, after the Shiva, Ischazi Le Bechilme, the man came to Rav Yehuda in a dream, the Rav Yehuda, V'omar Le, Tanuach Daitcha Shinachdas Daiti. Thank you very much for giving me some peace of mind. I needed this, either the covet of people being there, it shouldn't be that I was without anybody, or literally, if we said, I needed somebody to menachem me, and you brought these people to give me Tanchumi. Ain lo menachamim, ain lo aveilim. He has nobody. He has no people who are mourning who would have to be comforted. But again, we said the more simple meaning is, he doesn't have people to menachem him. Bimkomo, b'mokom shemei sham, place where he died, that's where you bring the people. Kol yoma zayinim avelos, all the 7 days of avelos, they sat there, and either they were makabel tanchumer, or just there as kvodo, and that brought him a lot of nachas ruach.
Also